Good morning, planet Earth. Good morning to the farmers, plowing the fields, planting beans, planting cabbage. Okay, Dan, it's November. Nobody's planting fields. Maybe not where you live. Maybe not where you die. Good morning. Good morning. Good morning, my friends. It is Thursday, one day closer to the weekend. It's November the 21st, 2024, Boblimpdoc. I'm on the Olympic Peninsula talking to you at around 6:30 a.m. Crazy. We live in a magical world. We live in a magical time. They sell you magical bullshit as you bleed out of your butthole. There are magical children in Nigeria digging for cobalt, digging for coltan. So you can look at your magical device or listen to this magical voice. It's not a disgrace. It's here to save the human race, right? Right, Steve? That's right, Steve. I am moving away from social media again. It might be only for a little bit of time. It might be for longer. A lot of folks are just jumping up and down right now on social media about Trump winning. And it's funny. Back in 2016, and I believe it's in my archive so I can prove it, I was one of the first people to talk about, you know, TDS, Trump Derangement Syndrome. But at the time, to quote Dr. Freckles, he said, you know, Trump was this year's Obama. He should have said Black Obama. At the time, I connected TDS to two types of people. The people that feared Trump like he was, you know, the Antichrist or something. Those people were batshit crazy. And the people that thought he was going to help them. Those people were even fucking crazier. If you think Trump is the most evil force in American history, you're fucking retarded. If you think Trump is going to save you, you're fucking gay. Kamala winning would change nothing. Oliver Twist winning would change nothing. This is about the narrative. This is not about, you know, you voting. These people, Trump, you know, Harris, they don't really have power. They're just totems. They're reminders. They represent the taboo. Thou shalt not rise up against thine masters. It's late at night. You enter the lounge from stage left. You overhear me muttering while I'm drinking my martini. I'm thinking about quitting drinking. What? You're thinking about quitting drinking? I look at you with crooked eyes and my slanted smile. I'm thinking about quitting drinking beer, you fuck, and switching to wine, but I might kill you first, you nasty fucking spy fuck, listening to people, eavesdropping. So yeah, social media, Twitter, is about that helpful. I've repeated this a lot in my podcast. I went back to Twitter this last time. I actually got my blue check mark, and I wanted to see if Elon Musk had actually freed the slaves. And there was also my schadenfreude to see how stupid people were getting. And in both senses, if you understand where I'm coming from, it wasn't really a disappointment. Elon did not free the slaves. And yeah, people are still that fucking retarded and gay. People are still that fucking retarded and gay. I'm gonna drink a little of the sacred coffee if that's okay, you fuck. No, the censorship is still there. and it's a constant reminder that things are falling apart. The level of coping is so off the hook that if there are real people on Twitter, I don't know what to tell you. I don't know. Oliver Twist, Trump, Kamala, they are totems. Your free will is taboo. Goodbye, Twitter. Fuck you, Elon. Go fuck yourself, Mega Man and Mega Bitch. Enjoy your bargaining. You are still so far away from acceptance. When I think about it, I have maybe met about 5 people from Twitter that I can verify as being human. Of those 5, maybe 2 were not fakers. You know, fakers, grifters, you figure it out. Some of them are just conning you. Some of them are confidential informants. Some of them are feds, and I don't give a fuck. Of the 5 I've met, 2 are not fakers, maybe. And it reminds me of Rick and Morty season 2. You know, when they get infested with those worms that pretend to be old friends like Uncle Steve by infecting their brains with false memories? In the 12 years that I've had, I don't know, 20 different banned or self-banned accounts in the shadow ban world of Bean Dan, in these 12 fucking years of Twitter, I've met about 200 people that I have allowed in my head to play pretend about, to say maybe these are real people. Of those 200, maybe 2 are kind of real. And that's about 1%. You're better off going to church. You're better off going to the bar. You're better off talking to the dude who needs gas for his car. Of the 200 people, roughly, that I've interacted with, and I've kept a few files I still have, lists of people I think are kind of real. Of those 200 fucks, maybe 2 are actually real. Twitter's a fucking waste of time. It's not set up for you to build community. It is, in fact, like Facebook and all social media, designed to break down real community and replace it with some type of synthetic bullshit. Go fuck yourself, Twitter. And if you're on Twitter and you feel like I let you down, go fuck yourself too. Get a life. If you've invested so much in Twitter, so much in your digital presence, that it can't just disappear one day, you're not gonna do very well, fucker. In other news, I finished 2.5 chapters of Bigfoot War 1. And so far, from the few people I've had reading it, I'm getting good feedback. And it looks like I could have book one, because I think it's going to be a multi-book series. I think I could have book one ready to be proofread, final proofreading and editing prior to publishing. I think I could have that done by Christmas. Maybe even way sooner. I think that by next week, I'll have half of the draft written, which I mean is good. It's good, especially if I end up proofreading it correctly and I turn it into a good book. I know how book one begins, obviously. I know how it ends. And as long as you know how the story begins and ends, you're going to do okay putting it together. I am lucky to have a proofreader right now in the target demographic, probably. And hopefully that's going to work in my favor. But let's be honest, even if I had any talent as a writer, and even if the story were a good story and well written, it might not matter. Sorry, the downside about making it through your Kubler-Ross or Keebler-Elf stages is that eventually you get to the state of acceptance, or when the bag is empty of cookies. And like 2016, when I recognized I was born an anarchist, as all creatures are, I couldn't convince myself to unsee that and to see the elections again the way I used to, as something that was functional, as a manifestation of the public fucking interest bullshit. I simply see the elections as retarded now. And if you vote, and I don't give a fuck the reason, even if it's just to be a jackass, I think you're fucking retarded and gay too. Oh, Dan, I'm not gonna donate. Yeah, nobody's been donating for a number of weeks, dumbass. And in the last couple years, I don't know how to put it, I haven't really been making much off this podcast. And if there are a few people donating, they need to stop. Because what's the fucking point? If there's only a couple of you out there, I have to ask the question, why? The reality is, a U.S. Air Force troll farm in Las Vegas has access to Fed bucks. They got Fed credit cards. They can go online and use fake Fed buck credit cards to create accounts. They can pretend to be any fuck they want to. If you donate 50 bucks or 20 bucks or $500, that doesn't prove you're real, you fuck. If I meet you in person, it doesn't prove you're real. And I'm sorry we've reached this point in this Lives of Others shitty version, shitty remake of East Germany. But that's the reality, you fuck. You're still in your Keebler elf stages, your Kubler-Ross process. You're still trying to reach acceptance, but you spin and spin and spin on denial, anger, bargaining. And Trump is all of those, you fuck. I can't unsee that. It's kind of like in the movie The Matrix. I'm going to drink a little bit of sacred coffee here first, you know. It's like in that movie The Matrix, where the kind of dark figure, bad guy Cypher is meeting with the agent, you know, and telling him he wants to go back in and he'll be a traitor and he'll, you know, harm his friends. He'll turn on him. But he doesn't want to remember. Keep in mind, that's one of his key points. He does not want to remember. He wants to go back in and be a movie star and drink fancy wine and eat steak. Of course, it's simulated, but what the fuck does that matter, right? But the only way this can work is if he has amnesia. If he doesn't fucking remember the truth. My friends, I wish I could unknow the things I know. And I could be wrong. I wish I could unsee the things I've seen and I could be blind. I wish I could not hear the screaming I hear and I could be confused or hallucinating. But I can't. I see, I hear, I feel. I might have to adapt to this predator because who knows, maybe Bo Blimp Doc never ends, huh? Eighth Day Adventist. But I'm never going to see it as anything other than what it is, a giant fucking predator, a crocodile. This is just a long-winded way of saying I've been working on my book. And that's the ticket. I've reached the point after 13 years of trying to break in to the World Wide Web world where the value I gain from writing or podcasting or coding or any of it is intrinsic. That's one of the reasons why I'm trying to disconnect from a lot of this bullshit. I don't give a fuck. I've seen my logs on Bluehost. I saw my logs on GoDaddy. I heard the bullshit from, you know, Twitter people, real people, right, who said, oh, I'm reposting to my 10,000 people. And I looked at the log files. And the log files don't lie, shithead. So yeah, I think you're fake. And if you're really sad I'm gone, maybe you're a cartoon soldier, maybe you're a Twitter nurse, and wanted to convince me to go on the respirator again. Yeah, fuck off. I'm okay with the writing for its own sake. I'm okay with the podcasting for its own sake. I think that if I was really honest, I would just get rid of the blog too. I would get rid of all of it. I would record into nothing. I would record for no one. I would write and then burn what I write. That's the truth. So yeah, I still have a ways to go. But the rest of you are deluded fuckers. Anywho, I'm 54 years old. 100 years ago, that's about the time people died. And I'm okay with that too. They're popping a lot of smoke right now. They're popping a lot of smoke. Can you see it? The smoke? Do you know what they're hiding? Almost makes you wonder what the fuck they're hiding. We survived the bombogenesis. If you don't know, there was a bombogenesis off the West Coast. Add to the shit that didn't exist when I was a kid. Polar vortex, derechos, inland hurricanes, atmospheric rivers, all kinds of clouds, like maybe hundreds of new clouds, all that look like sprayed out shit. I can keep going. I don't know what happened in North Carolina a few weeks ago. I don't know for certain. I don't trust the news, so I can't fucking tell you. And as far as social media goes, that became its own mind fuck. There was a person I followed on social media, one of the 200. And again, this person fits into the Schrodinger category, maybe real. Every fucking day this person would preach, there are too many lifeguards. There are too many lifeguards. There are too many lifeguards. Every fucking day, these people would joke about putting the homeless people in camps and killing people. And then the magical North Carolina happens. The same fucking account. Save Appalachia. Save Appalachia. They're too stupid to save their fucking selves. Oh, is it 2018? California's on fire. Fuck California. There are too many lifeguards. Fuck California. There are too many people looking out, but save Appalachia. Are you guys learning yet? Same fucking account. Same account. For months and months and months, saying there are too many people, too many lifeguards helping people from dying. Same fucking account is spreading the evangelical word of, let's all pull our resources to save Appalachia. Now, understand this. I want to help as many people as I can. Realistically, how many fucking people do you know right now that can help many more people than themselves? Because if you're listening to my podcast, you're in the wrong fucking place, asshole. Because most of the people I interact with, the real people in the real world, they can take care of themselves right now. They can maybe pay for food. I had a kid come in yesterday and basically tell me he hadn't eaten last night. Now guess what? I'm pretty certain this kid was telling the fucking truth. Yeah, wake the fuck up, shithead. But if you want to stay on social media and talk about lifeguards and play pretend, oh my god, then there's the woman. I think her handle is Silent Sower, something like that. I interacted with her with the Power Manium account in 2014, Bo Blim Doc. No, excuse me, 2013. And we interacted about writing, you know, like writing stories and whatnot. I reconnected with the same account, I don't know, about a year ago. The kids hadn't aged. She had toddlers 10 years ago. The kids hadn't aged. The story was the same, except for the fact that when I asked about our interactions, she couldn't remember. Which means that the U.S. Air Force airman that played that particular shitty account 10 years ago, that person got pregnant and got married. It's a different air bitch today at the Las Vegas troll complex. Are you learning yet, retard? Are you really that gay? I asked Eric Schmidt's Google, the Google that can only give you right answers, very quickly, right? An uncomfortable question. And I've learned there's a pattern with Google. If you ask Google certain kinds of questions, it can take a while. I asked it about the Google patent to cool the earth using nuclear weapons. Yeah. And it took about 2 minutes to return the link this time. Eric Schmidt. There's just one right answer. You know, Eric, one day I wish I could meet you in person and just kick you as furiously hard as I possibly can with a steel-toed boot right in your fucking junk, you know? That's how I feel about you, Eric. I took a look at the news, and it looks like Putin fired a gay ICBM at the Ukraine. And now all the gay leaders are saying gay shit about signals and red lines again. It's been more than 2 fucking years. It'll be 3 fucking years soon. The longer this gay shit lasts, the more gay it looks, you fuck. And by the way, per the Russian scientist Mirlitoplov in late 2019, the Russian scientist who dropped a bunch of fucks and fuck this as he looked at the boiling sea of the Arctic, guess what the Ukraine war does, fucker? It takes 70% of the Arctic Sea off the shelf for research. You know, it does that. It's done that since... 2022. And you add in the COVID monkey herpes and the fact that NATO controls the rest, and there isn't really any independent observation of what caused a Russian scientist to say fuck in October of 2019. That's random shit, and guess what? Has nothing to do with little Greta, nothing to do with Al Gore, nothing to do with solar panels, nothing to do with your electric car or your gas car, I couldn't give a fuck, nothing to do with your cheeseburger, you fucking retard. Bad things happen. Did anybody tell you this when you were growing up? Bad things have happened throughout history. Sometimes nature takes an eraser and erases the whole fucking board. And if you believe in God, sometimes God comes along and sends an angel. And I know some of you are Catholics, so you have little cartoon anime fantasies about angels. I'll let you on a little secret. If you meet an angel on the road, chances are it's a really bad fucking day, because chances are you're a fucking retard. And you're evil. Angels are the hands of God. They can be an open hand or a fist, but they're not really used, you know, so that you can win sports bets. I don't mean to break it to you, but God doesn't give a fuck if Trump wins the election, or Kamala, or Oliver Twist, Jill Stein et al. Dan, I can't believe you. Fuck you too. Yeah. And if I've offended some people, I'm glad. I hope I keep doing it. And if you're Danish and I've offended you, well, God, I'm going to keep doing that. Also in the news, there's more stuff, not just about the nuclear missile with no nuclear bomb, but there's more stuff about Trump tariffs and shit. Yeah, it's a retarded idea for mercantilists. That's what a tariff is. But Dan, he wants to protect American jobs. Yeah, I know. I saw that with all the H-1B visas his admin approved. All those necessary Chinese software engineers at Microsoft in 2019, okay. They sucked. They royally sucked. We didn't need them. While we were polluting our pond with shitty public schools, teaching kids math in the worst way possible, and fucking up our universities, your good friend Trump made sure there were jobs for the People's Republic of fuck you. Yeah, go fuck yourself, Trump tariff. But by the way, as far as the tariff goes, let's keep it really simple for people out there who are gay and retarded. He's not going to do much. He is not going to stop the spice from flowing to Walmart or Costco. If you think Trump will stop the Chinese spice from flowing to Walmart or Costco, like I said, you're gay and retarded. Also in the news, the grifters are still pushing Bitcoin to retarded gay frog people. Good luck eating that, baby. I expect, if the wheels are still turning in March or April, that we'll have a lot of cities rounding up homeless people. Again, I think home prices are going to crater. Whatever you think you've seen, you ain't seen nothing yet. And it won't matter if it's a Democrat city or a mega city. All the good people of America will stand by, and they'll watch their neighbors, well, they used to be their neighbors until they lost their jobs, get rounded up and sent someplace, and you won't fucking care where. And if it comes back as taco meat, you won't care. And if you're eating a steak some night and you see a little dolphin tattoo, you also won't fucking care. Chances are you're gay and retarded. Oh yeah, the Trump cabinet seems to be stacking up on date rapists and Zionists. Oh, who could have seen this coming? I am told a man in Nigeria just needs $10,000 in order to complete the purchase of a $20 billion oil refinery. if you are willing to send this gay fuck $10,000, he'll make you king for someday in the future, and you'll have 22 Nubian brides on Bunkton Day. Britain is sending gay officers to Moldova in order to have really retarded sex. War on Christmas season starts soon. Get your PSYOP t-shirts from Alex Jones or Joe Rogan. Baste yourself in pointless fear. Maybe you can take the kids to find an actual drag queen story time trans show at an elementary school. Magically, like the COVID vaccine bullshit, I seem to never see any of it. I've lived all around the country in the last couple years. Not everywhere, but everywhere I seem to go, these fear monkeys disappear. I get surgery, I'm a hobo, they don't test me for COVID, they don't give a fuck if I've had a vaccine, but then you send me a horror story about a kid in Toledo who can't get a heart transplant. Are we learning yet, you fuck? I can summarize Zero Hedge and every other news outlet until Bo Blimp Doc ends. Denial, anger, bargaining. Denial, anger, bargaining. That's where we're at in the game. And I'm okay. I'm working on my novel too. I'm pretending I could publish a book. I'm living in a fantasy world too. Have a great day, my friends. Maybe tomorrow I'll send you more messages from the future. Good morning. Fuck you. I love you. Good morning. Fuck you. I love you.